North Korea has fired what South Korea is calling a barrage of projectiles into the sea off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. Here in Washington, judging from a Twitter message, U.S. President Donald Trump seems to be taking it in stride.
North Korea's firing of what South Korea describes as several short-range missiles comes as a likely sign of Pyongyang's growing frustration at stalled diplomatic talks with Washington. North Korea is seeking relief from international sanctions in return for nuclear disarmament. But President Trump says he still believes a nuclear deal with North Korea will happen. In a Saturday morning tweet, Trump says he believes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un fully realizes the great economic potential of North Korea and will do nothing to interfere or end it. Trump adds, he also knows that I'm with him and does not want to break his promises to me. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Fighting continues for control of Tripoli. The backdrop, an attempt by the rebel Libyan National Army, led by Khalif Haftar, to seize the reins of power in Libya. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more.
Local officials say more than 45,000 people have been displaced in this conflict and at least 22 civilians have been killed. And as the fight continues, analysts say any concise military victory would mean a tragedy for the local populations, and the only real way out is a political solution. Reporting from Tripoli in Libya, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
The intensified fighting in Libya has been going on for 5 weeks, and so far Tripoli's southern defenses have proven difficult to breach. A Vietnamese woman, Duan Thi Huong, after more than 2 years in a Malaysian prison, suspected of killing the half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, has been freed. Another female suspect was released earlier. To stay up to date on all the day's developments, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. You can also use the convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. officials are considering possible next steps on Venezuela as opposition leader and self-declared interim